Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. So, well, it's a whole new day, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
I know. I watched all of it.
So did I. And I don't watch stuff like that. But I did this time.
Yeah. I definitely didn't the last time.
Oh, I ran for the hills.
But I'm glad everything went off without a hitch.
Listen, the only thing forget the economy, forget global warming, even forget coronavirus. Can we talk about Michelle Obama's look? Oh, my God. All is well. When she and Barack, when they walked in, I was like, yes, bitch, yes. Oh, my God. She looked like a freaking superhero. Oh, my God. See, this is like, yeah, everybody thinks I'm like, oh, she's a little rough around the edges, but she's so smart and she's so intuitive. No, this is. Shallow Liz. Here we are. That's not true. But I did have a moment when she walked in. I thought, to me, she looked amazing. I mean, not that that's the point of focus, but I lost my mind because I was like, yes, your team. Yes, you have a team that put that together. But yeah, it was what we just needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a layer of density that we've had for 4 years that alchemized into whatever this could possibly be.
Mm.
It's just another form of energy and consciousness that we've been waiting a long time. And it's not like I'm so, you know, wide-eyed and naive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. But the relief and that it's just less toxic. I think we could all agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever issues happen and our opinions, beliefs, et cetera, it's just a little less toxic. I'll take it. How about that poet, Amanda, whatever her name is?
Wow, Amanda Gorman.
Oh,
wow.
Right, 22 years old. Girl? No, yeah, 20. 20 years old.
I think she's 22.
Yeah, 22.
She's
okay. 22, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a highlight for me.
Me too.
That was.
Well, first Michelle Obama and then her. Yeah. yes, that was. I mean, I was like, Maya Angelou must have been in heaven saying, yes, work, yes, mm-hmm. Like, my, mm-hmm. Right? Wow. Amazing. It was just beautiful. And then to see everybody with a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing at the dude in between with the wipes. I'm like, they couldn't get nicer wipes? He had, like, those Walmart wipes. I mean, come on. This is like an A-list event over here, but okay. No, it was amazing. It was really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I even liked President Biden's speech. I mean, I enjoyed.
I wasn't mad at it.
He has a very consistent message. Very consistent
yep.
message. So.
Right. You're right. No, he did very well. And I even saw, not all of it, but some of that cheesy special that they did. There was a special hosted by Tom Hanks called Celebrating America. Even that, I don't go for things like that. I even watched, you know, a few moments from that.
Well, I actually missed all the, I didn't join until like maybe 11:30. So I didn't really see all the entrances of all the, you know, the past
right.
president and things like that.
Right.
So I kind of got into everything a little bit later, but I was glad. I was glad to take the time out to see that.
Me
and,
too. Yeah.
You know, it was a relief, you know, and a sigh of relief that everything was proceeding without any crazy, you know, craziness.
Yeah.
You know, to be continued, and it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, on the flip side of things, sort of how we look at any situation. Whether it sounds like it's a horrible time, you know, you look at the after effects or what else has been brought up because of it. And something that people would say, and probably people who were for him, about the previous administration was that, well, you know, at least you know where you stand. You know, he says his mind. Like, yeah.
Right.
Well, there's that. You know, there is that.
Right.
And
right.
I think it also brought up that, you know, we couldn't continue with business as usual on a lot of different fronts, particularly with other politics. I think it was like the coronavirus, like a disruption that we didn't want, but
oh my God.
We could
yeah.
see opportunities within it to really bring some things up that otherwise, we would not really want to look at. Like, we just keep it swept under the rug.
Yeah.
And we could have trudged on for, you know, a few more years or whatever. But it was, whatever the case may be, I feel like, you know, even the previous president, that there was something that needed to come out from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a conversion process. And that, it's, yes. And it takes time. We didn't get here overnight, so we're not going to get out
exactly.
of it overnight. That's like
exactly.
anything, even our own individual path.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? Yeah. Hello. Yeah. So whether we have hi sirens, we have physical discomfort. And I tell myself, I'm like, you know, this, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. But this is, it's the same thing. It's density converting the dense body converting to the light body. And so many of us are experiencing all kinds of physical quirks or events, occurrences, whatever, processes, and we know it takes time. Like for me, it's my digestive system. You know, for you, it's you have some of these skin issues, the gluten issue, and that's And I tell myself, there is nothing to be alarmed. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I know what this is. That's it. I keep telling myself that. Right. And we're coping as we navigate that, knowing that it's a process, it's a journey. And, you know, of course, we're not going to be so naive to think, yay, God bless America, yay. But what's nice is that we're like, okay, phew, thank goodness. And America can turn into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a such a vibration from America to the United States. So it's just a shift. We still got the same problems. We still have the same issues. But good on Joe. For like day one, he kept 15 promises. Boom. He
True.
Took care of business like a boss.
True.
And then can we discuss Kamala? I mean, black girl magic all day. And what a wonderful, the way that I felt when my youngest son was 4 years old and Barack Obama won the first time. And I'm like, you don't have a choice. You're going to be him for Halloween. And he was Obama for Halloween, 4 years old. I put little gray in his hair. I got a little navy blue blazer, a white shirt, a red tie. Yeah. So cute. But to aspire, come on. It's like, it's so epic. It shouldn't be 400 years of, you know, systemic racism. It shouldn't be that way. So please, let's have girls all over the world recognize themselves.
Right.
You know, and another powerful, remarkable woman. I really like her.
Yeah.
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 She wears a little Converse, like she wears a pantsuit with her Converse sneakers. Like, how cute is she? I think she's beautiful. I think she's vibrant. I think she has a great sense of humor. Like, I think she's fabulous.
Yeah, I don't know that much about her, but I'm very inspired. I thought, how wonderful.
Yes.
You know,
brown girl magic.
To reach that,
mm-hmm.
and to have such a diverse background, and
right,
yeah, it checks off a lot of boxes, you know. But you know, even her story, I'm sure, is not that easy to mm-hmm. be in politics and to reach that level. So I'm sure she's seen some stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, she sure has. I'm sure.
So,
that remarkable. Yeah, and thank goodness nothing horrendous happened. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I felt the same way during the during Barack's first.
So did I. Me too.
Yeah, his mm-hmm. first inauguration, where I'm like, I don't know. I know people are a little unhinged about this. Some people were losing
yep.
their minds that he won, and And as I say that, I was thinking, well, some people are the same way with Donald Trump, you know. I was thinking how crazy that was. But I didn't have the same fear for him, you know,
right.
on his inauguration day, that, you know, something terrible would happen to him.
Right.
I didn't have that for him, because I figured, well, his people
wrong,
were happy that he got in. But with, you know, first, you know, black man in the White House. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's usually that high alert. I was happy. It was a great. It was a great inauguration ceremony.
Beautiful. Yep.
I was very proud.
Me too.
Witnessing
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was. I was glad this time around yesterday that it was like I was as you said, relieved. And it's still on edge, like thinking, I know they got a billion people out there, you know, protecting, you know, set up to protect the whole ceremony. But oh, you just never know.
You never
so I'm
know.
Just glad. I'm glad when they finally left. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
It's not like, you know, he wasn't, there weren't streets lined with people, you know, where he was having
mm-hmm.
having to say hi, and you know, I remember Obama was mm-hmm. doing that. I'm like, get in the vehicle.
Get in the Wonder Woman plane now. Get in the Wonder Woman helicopter now. Whatever she had, that glass thing. Get in there.
Invisible jet.
Yeah, get in. Get in the Pope mobile. Do something. Do something. Don't be out there with the people. Right. Yeah. So the chances, well, I think for two reasons, were minimized. Because of COVID, obviously, and then also because of the insurrection.
Right. Right.
So those things really lent themselves to support the safety and to minimize, you know, because, you know, crowds, once you get past a certain number, you can't control a crowd like that.
Right. Right.
So that's crazy. But yes, we, America, the world, we just needed a day. Talk about a palate cleanse. It's really like a palate colonic. yeah, we really needed this. And it finally feels a little less awkward to be American.
Right.
And that's nice, because in my opinion, I think our degree of representation has alchemized into something more sane, intelligent, ethical, moral, and elevated.
Mm.
So, amen.
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 And hello to Jay and Marguerite. And Marguerite saying things in here, kind of, you know, agreeing with our little conversation. She said, the last thing she wrote is, I've been listening to the 2021 inauguration celebration. The music has been outstanding and inspiring for this moment in time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, even, listen, I can appreciate country music, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to like listen. But I can appreciate it. And let me see if I get the Tim McGraw and somebody else. I don't know who they
Faith.
Are. No,
well,
it
was
yes, that's right. But it was Clint Black. I don't know, but two big country
probably
people.
Probably Clint Black. Yeah.
Yeah. They sang the song, and it was so. I'm like, yes, good old boys, and it really was about you know, looking past differences,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, yes, I hope all the Bubbas of the world hear this song. This could be an anthem. Yeah, the music was good. And there was one moment that did bring a little tear to my eye. I did this montage of all these Broadway people singing the theme song from Rent. And they had a lot of cutaways. So you would see all, like, and I recognized many of them. And just for them to highlight that community was very beautiful, too.
Well, yeah, sure. You know, that community was hit very hard.
We don't know what to do with ourselves. Yeah, it's, it probably won't be until, from what my friends on the inside tell me, it probably won't be until late fall. So that's a better part of this year that nothing's going to happen. And there was talk, and I don't know, this was overheard at a meeting, that as an experiment, and I don't know, maybe very limited, that on July 4th, there would be a social distance audience. I guess they'd all be vaccinated, they'd all be cleared, whatever, for a production of Hamilton. Because Hamilton, I mean, it makes sense July 4th, but Hamilton made so much money. They're one show that can absorb the loss. There was talk of that. I don't know if that's going to happen. But more realistically, I don't think we can be back in the theater before September. I'm thinking more October, November, just from what people are telling me on the inside. And not just Broadway, but I would, a typical week, I would be at the theater anywhere between one and three times a week, or I would be at a film-related event one or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So to not have that, and it's your community, yeah, people are losing their minds. I mean, they're getting very creative on Zoom, but
right.
To me, the theater, don't call it theater, don't call it a Zoom I got to be there in person, give me my playbill, and I'm going to my, it's a live event. I can't even deal with postage stamps on my, you know, on my screen. That's not the theater to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a thing called Zoom theater, and I've seen some examples that it's done so brilliantly that they found a new way to direct and to put that together. We have to do what we have to do. But I'm rather a purist, so, you know, I'm just going to wait it out until I can go back. But I know that the first time I go back to the theater, I'm in the audience, I will sob like a baby.
Because
I've been going my whole life, yeah. But,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch a wedding on Zoom on Saturday.
That's crazy. Who's getting married?
My friend Alex. You've met her. She lives, she and her fiance live in Hawaii, and they were planning on getting married last year. She had told me, she's like, you know, make a plan. We're going to go to Hawaii for this wedding. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And of course, then none of that was going to happen last year. And so
right.
I remember texting her last year saying, hey, I know this is affecting, you know, your plans, but are you just going to go ahead and get married and then have a big wedding reception or a party when it's safe for everyone to travel?
Right.
Because both of them, I mean, she's from Alabama and he's from somewhere up north. You know, he's an East Coast person too. So, all of that, I'm like, you know, maybe she just go ahead and just get married, like get that legal so that,
right.
You know, because you don't need a bunch of people. And she's like, you know, she doesn't care about having a big wedding, but he did.
Oh, isn't that cute? I love that. See, it's not just a woman. See, we can't be sexist over here. See, that's, I love that. I love that. That's so cute.
I mean, and she also doesn't have a huge family. I know she wants to have her mother and her brother there, and her father passed away a few years ago. So, you know, I know she would have at least wanted them there, but otherwise she was like, you know, it doesn't need to be like a huge thing. So anyway, they decided to go ahead and get it done. And so Saturday for me, it'll be in the evening, which is good because I have to do a tour. I'll be back in time for that.
Oh, great.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, I think, I know our friend, Lolita has been, you know, kind of doing her own, you know, not marriage in a box, but she's been able to marry, doing like some Indian weddings, through Zoom. So
I love it.
But this will be, I don't know what to expect, but I'm excited. And you know, it is a little bittersweet, but then, you know, I think we're used to seeing things. We're used to watching things on a small screen.
Yeah, now we're desensitized. Yeah, it's hard for me if it's a theatrical thing, but that is wonderful. That's beautiful, and you still will feel that emotional. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that'll be a new experience for Saturday. And
wow.
Yeah. But I don't know of any, I haven't heard of any other friends who are, you know, engaged. Most people who were planning on a 2020 wedding either went ahead and did it, you know, just
right.
really, you know, low key because that's what they had to do. Or maybe they're like my friend Alex would do, we're just going to wait. But I don't know. When you look at how the trajectory is, for something like that, like
we have to wait a long time.
Yeah. But then I also think about all the weddings I've been to and how exhausting they are. Yeah, like it's
fun. I know.
But
yeah, but it's a whole thing, right?
Yeah. So maybe a blessing in disguise. To not have it be so taxing on really like a handful of people, because just to show up, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But I mean, I've seen my friends who are getting married where they're just exhausted and keyed up, and they haven't even had the wedding yet. You know, like it's all the planning
all
involved.
Yeah, it's very
all
stressful.
The coordination. So
right.
The day of is like a blur. You know. All the
right.
little things you have to do and the pictures and
all of that nonsense. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Right. It's a lot. Right. No, that, yeah, I'm like, I wouldn't be mad at that. Like, oh, I don't have to work, you know, I don't have to
get dressed up.
Get this dressed up. I don't have to travel. Yeah, there's been a couple of times where I've taught a couple of classes on Zoom and, like, the weather's horrendous. I'm like, I didn't have to, like, walk to the subway. I
right.
didn't have to, you know what I mean? There's certain things, there's certain advantages to that. But there's nothing like the real thing. But we've adapted, so there you go.
That's true.
And that's all we can do is just adapt. Right?
Right.
Oh.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's exciting. Well, congratulations to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are they in Hawaii? So they're in Hawaii getting married and everybody's just going to watch?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if her family or his family, you know, even the immediate family have traveled, if they are able to travel. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's a lot,
what all that is.
So long. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's truly just going to be remote for everybody. I
right.
can see maybe her mom trying to get out there.
Sure,
but,
of course. Right. That makes sense.
I don't know. But I sent in a little video, a congratulations video
Aww,
for them.
That's nice.
Hopefully they got it. Well, not them, but they have a wedding planner who's trying to coordinate stuff.
Oh,
and so,
that's sweet. So
yeah,
the wedding coordinator is coordinating a Zoom wedding?
I'm assuming so.
That's interesting. See, look at how we just keep – I love that. We just figure out a way to make it work.
Right, right. So, yeah, I'm assuming that's – everything's sort of last minute because I only heard from Alex last week saying, hey, well, you know, send me your email address because I need to send you a Zoom link. We're going to get married on the 23rd. I'm like, oh, okay. So,
right.
So I'm assuming that there is something set up on that side. I'm sure that for you to get a wedding planner for a Zoom thing can't be that big of a deal. But there must be something obviously for the venue wherever they're going to get it done. And you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to figure out the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure even the Zoom experience will be enhanced because it is being planned by somebody.
Right.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, you might be I have a feeling you're going to say I don't know how they did it, but this da 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 like, you know, how how the experience unfolded. You know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear. Yeah, they might have graphics. You don't know. Like, you never know. Speaking of graphics, have you seen what they've been doing with the picture of Bernie Sanders sitting down in the chair with his mask on?
I haven't seen that.
It's really funny. So all these people, I don't know, it was from him being at the inauguration. So there's this photograph of him sitting down. He has a short jacket and, of course, wool mittens that I'm sure he bought at some, you know, artisanal place in Vermont. You know, my sister lives in Vermont, so I can make fun. And I know you have ties to Vermont, too, so I'm like, yeah, we know what time it is over there. And so he's sitting there, very intent, with his legs crossed. And all these people have put him in all these different things, like the famous Nighthawks painting. They put him in that. They put him the war scene in Les Mis from the theater. They put him in that. It's really funny. It's all over Instagram. It's really, really funny. The Beatles walking across the street for the famous Abbey Road cover. They put him in that. It's very funny.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's very funny.
Raven is writing also in here. All right. So can I go backwards here? So she said my brother's stepson did that, I guess, a Zoom wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was going to basic training in a week.
Oh, my God.
Everything was done with Zoom. So hopefully she didn't say how it turned out, but I'm assuming it turned out well, fine. And then she wrote, well, before that, she wrote, although I had previously disagreed with Pence, he actually turned out to be a very inspiring politician.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that it was Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard was the other country music
guy. Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
Tim McGraw, yeah. I know. Tyler Hubbard, I don't know.
Okay. That song was good. I was like, okay. And it was all twangy and everything.
It was all twangy.
It was all twice. No, but it was good because there's so much of the country that, you know, that needs to hear that message.
Right.
You know, and it was really like, you know, step in somebody else's shoes before you judge. Why are we judging?
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically mm-hmm. was the message of the song. So I appreciated that.
And to her point about Mike Pence, I guess at the very end, he stayed his course. Like he did,
yes.
He did what he felt was right for him. Finally,
mm-hmm.
at the end.
He showed up. I give him credit. He had the class and the dignity and the decorum and the
right.
good manners
right.
to show up.
Right.
I appreciated him too, actually, to Marguerite's point. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
He did. He did his thing. He finally did. And you know, I can't profess to know what it's like to be in those positions.
Oh my God, no!
I've always thought that, you know, running for office, and just like people who want to be lawyers, like I want to be, you know, I want to be a force of good, and I want to make a difference. It's usually what people do. A lot of people say that for a lot of different reasons, you know, for jobs and particularly jobs in those positions and of that mm-hmm. caliber where
mm-hmm.
it's dealing with laws, it's dealing with stuff that's
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that's meant to have an effect on the greater good.
Right.
But I've always thought that you know, you go in there with an idea of what you want to do and how you want to be, and then
mm-hmm.
you realize how much is already set up, and I guess you realize what you can actually work with.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine it's very humbling that you can come in with a very big idea, but just like everything else, you know, you have to be able to work with other people.
Right.
And with systems that are in place. And if you want to, you know, if you want to change the system, you have to come up with something that's an alternate. You know, you have to come up with another plan that is about as encompassing as a current system, you know, in its scope.
Right.
And that takes time. But I can see, you know, there are career politicians where you have the bigger question then of if you're dissatisfied with government, then why are you still reelecting the same people?
Hello?
Or, you know, even to that point, why are only the same types of people the ones running? You know, by the time you get
mm-hmm.
to all the different, you know, the primaries and having to
right.
meet all these different criteria to be eligible to even put your name in a hat to be a candidate.
Right. There's a lot of decisions and a lot of steps and a lot of hoops to go through to be in that position, like you say. It's so true.
Yeah. So that, you know, I feel the same way. I think there are, every time there's an election, the people who have figured it out, who probably have the ways and means to get their message out, it all sounds good, you know, for the most part. There are some where I'm like, obviously this is not the candidate for me, but for the most part, they're all putting out what their issues are, or what they want to fight for, or what they stand for. And then you think, well, you know, if I'm wanting these people and say, you know, even 75% of them win.
Right.
But then when they get into the actual business of doing what they're supposed to be doing, like change seems to happen very, 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 very slowly.
Right.
So I can see how, you know, that is a reminder, you know, where, well, if you wanted things happening quickly, you know, what are the repercussions of that? So maybe
right.
you got something instantly, but then we realize mm-hmm. the aftermath of that is
right.
a hot mess.
Yeah, you have to be so careful. Like this, right, you have to be so careful. It's a good parallel for just as individuals,
mm-hmm.
we talk about personal growth, spiritual growth. There's something to be said for it being a process.
Yes.
You know, like at the top of the show, we're talking about physical expressions of the conversion process.
Mm-hmm.
It can take time, as you and I both know, right?
Yeah.
So it's parallel to that. Like if you rush into a completely different state, whether it's consciousness, physical, political, what have you, that may not, I think the journey is actually more important than the destination, right?
Yeah. You know, yeah, because the destination, you know, you're not really ever done. So
we're never done, right, ever, right.
That destination point keeps moving. Even
right.
If you think I want to stay put for a little bit, even
right.
If you think I'm settling down right now,
right.
I'm done. You're not.
Right. Yeah, because nothing's static.
Right. Right. And so, if nothing's static and you're always moving, then the journey is the thing, whether you realize it or not.
The journey is the thing. Right. I like that. The journey is the thing. Yep. It's everything. I mean, it doesn't surpass Michelle Obama's look, which is
everything. Clearly not. Even her look is not static. So, you know.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but she worked it though. Oh my god.
I didn't get a good look at her by the time
well,
I
you
joined.
Will.
So I'll
you'll
have
do
to,
a little Googling. You got to see, and then you'll be like, okay, I know why. You'll say, like, I know why Liz lost her mind. Yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody's going to copy that look. It was just, no, she looked like she could have been in the sequel to Black Panther, like the head, fierce isn't good enough a word.
That's awesome.
I mean, trust me. The drag queens are furiously at their sewing machines right now trying to replicate that look. Just saying. Amazing. I mean, not a hair out of, like, amazing. Yeah. Anyway. Yes. Yes. I'm not the only person. I'm sure I'm not the only person to have reacted that way.
Oh, I'm sure not. I'm sure you're not. I mean, she's an icon for so many people anyway. So
yes.
She probably could have worn a burlap sack, and everyone would have been going, "Oh my God, she totally rocked it!" You know. But I'll have to look it up. I'll Google it. I'll Google it later. So there are many things for yesterday that were positive signs. That were things that that offered that relief and that hope for better things to come.
Right. Yeah.
And in such a change from the previous administration, where I didn't watch it because I couldn't watch his inauguration.
We were stunned.
Even with just the way he presented himself and the things that he talked about in his speeches, that's why I couldn't.
Right.
They were so outrageous and so inappropriately bold that
right.
I could
arrogant.
Not reconcile
right.
why that was the tone of things
tone.
To come.
Perfect word. The tone was just so, yes, tone is a perfect word to describe that. And the tone set forth now.
Yeah. It's something that I'm more in alignment with because, I would not want my leadership to go off, at the handle and be such an ego that clearly whatever you were wanting to get, your 2 cents worth in was not going to happen. It wasn't a tone set for, let's all get together and make this place great. I know what has to happen, and that's what's going to happen.
And right, and there was a point that there was, I think Rachel Maddow made the point of that he was like, I'm going to just do this on my own. He never conferred with any former president.
Of course not.
Right.
And I did watch that video, that link that Marguerite sent in about with his niece, with Mary Trump. I watched that video, which was an interview. And then I also, I was so engaged with it that I'm like, oh, let me do some more digging. So I think it was like that one was a quick one, a short, like a 15 minute maybe interview, that link. And then there was one that I think was through either NPR or, you know, public radio or, I don't know. It was something a little more lengthy because she, you know, she had written her book about her uncle.
Right.
And so the environment that he grew up in was just like that, where it's you're either a winner or you're a loser. And her father was the oldest of the Trump, or at least the oldest son. I don't know if he's the oldest, but he was a favored son in the beginning. But when he didn't show an interest in the company and the family business, he wanted to be a pilot instead.
Oh wow.
He just didn't have the same type of drive that his father wanted him to have. But then his father turned his efforts into the younger, into Donald. So it sounds like the father was like, you know, a piece of work.
I can't even imagine. I mean, you have it has to come from someplace, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it kind of ties into what we were talking about on Tuesday, you know, kind of like the whole environment with your kids and you know,
right,
you know, what you're trying to accomplish or even that you're not even trying to accomplish, but just how you are and how your behavior helps model, you know, what your kids are going to do.
Right.
And sometimes it's in reaction to it, right? That's why you get, you know, the rebellious ones, or you know, you get these juxtapositions of, you know, really, really good kids and then, you know, the opposite in the next, you know, they all grew up under the same household, so, you know, you don't understand, same environment, but what they get away from it is, what they take away from it is very different. So then you get this environment that's obviously toxic for everybody.
Right.
But then you also have the combination of toxic environment, a lot of wealth, and a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it leads to a lot of interesting creations. But I want to read something. It was something I saw on Instagram. I did a screenshot of it.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it's just a little photo that says, when you're a kid, you don't realize you're also watching your parents grow up.
That is so perfect.
Mhm. Yeah. And yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's I love that.
Yeah. Send that to you real quick because that's that's easy enough.
Thank you. My goodness. Yeah, so it's all reflection. It's just nice to have a lighter reflection to reflect upon.
Yeah.
I don't know. We probably blocked it out, but, you know, 4 years ago, can't even remember like how we even talked about the outcome of the last election.
I don't think, right? We were just stunned. We were stunned from the get-go.
Weeping, yeah, right. Throwing ourselves on the floor. No! Right. The shock, I think that I remember in the beginning where, like the night before, and then I had to go to bed because I was just like, oh, hell no.
And yeah, I had election just, night.
Election night, yeah. I just went to bed. And then I remember waking up the next day and very timidly reaching for my phone to see, you know, what was what. Or, you know, I think at that point I just went onto Twitter. And I think we were all just like, okay, all right, okay, yeah. So isn't this wonderful 4 years later?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I watched an inauguration speech, it was Barack.
Right.
A while ago.
Yeah. So, yeah,
finally.
I think... but like I said, there are plenty of lessons to learn or to reflect on, maybe we needed that coronavirus, that pandemic, to give us all a pause at the very end of it. Like, you guys,
we all need a pause. Yes, yeah. I think yeah. It all oddly makes incredible sense. At such a cost. I mean, 400,000 people, and then people still think Corona isn't real. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, that's incredible. And that's just in the United States.
Right. Right.
I don't know what the numbers are for the world. I'm shudder to think about it. I guess altogether it would be in the millions.
I think so.
I mean, if it's just, I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but if it's close to 500,000 just in the States, the world's a big place. So it must be at least 1 million people.
Mm.
That's crazy.
So
maybe
we pick a message for today.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, let me just open up the database over here. Stand by. That's a very good idea, actually. Okay, so I'm ready when you are. You pick it. The number for this message is 299.
Hmm.
Don't overlook that you are a great healer. Source energy within awaits you to ask for guidance, balance, and purification of the spirit and body.
Hmm.
Interesting. And we're talking about, you know, physical. We just talked about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the density and, wow. And we forget this. And this is the point that address, meaning don't overlook that you are a great healer. We didn't talk about that. We're just talking about, okay, we're just weathering the storm.
Right.
We're converting. Okay. Density to light. We get it. Okay. How many times, is my stomach going to be upset? I know I'm not sick. Okay, you know, how many times do you have to deal with, you know, with your skin issues and the gluten? You're not sick. Okay, we're calibrating, but we forgot that point. Don't overlook that you are a great healer. Source energy within awaits you to ask for guidance, balance, and purification of the spirit and body. So it's also a purification process, which I didn't mention either.
Can you send that to me?
I'm going to send it to you right now, girl. 299. Wow.
Well, yeah. As soon as you said 299, I'm like, oh, two. I'm like, oh, of course, it's going to be a two about partnerships, cooperation, about
right.
Well, even finding balance in that. Then to have two nines, it's
right.
Like, let go, trust, bigger picture. There's a bigger thing at play here. Don't be so attached to everything. That's what I think of with the 299. And given that message, we also look at that relationship within the self and the higher self, and honoring that and realizing that, yeah, you know, you do bring a lot to the table. So you do have to remember that, and that you're part of a bigger picture. You're part of the whole.
Yeah,
so,
we forget that.
You know, we're never separated from it. We tend to think we are. We tend to say we feel that we are.
Right.
But we never really are. So we play our own little games.
Right.
But that nine, those two nines, is just, you know, get yourself on that higher level. You know, be the uplifter.
Mm-hmm.
And uplift yourself to see a wider scope of things.
Right.
And your place in it. So, perfect message. We have a hand raised.
Okay.
So let me do that real quick. Last few minutes of the show.
Yes. Perfect.
Hello.
Hello, it's Jennifer.
I know.
Hey, girl.
I know. I just want to touch base and see if anyone else is feeling this as well. It's when... And normally when you have your memories, you get some sort of feelings around it. But lately it seems like all my memories are just, I don't know, they don't seem real to me. There's like a disjointment from reality.
It's like more like shadows as opposed to, or it's like glimpses. How does it feel? What does it feel like?
I don't know if one-dimensional would be the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it's not a part of me. Like
that's,
it's not something that I've experienced. It's just something that, you know, it's there, stuck in a file. Like, you know, those old filing things from the library?
I think that's a perfect way to put it. I think you have organized, and because that used to be called back in the day the card catalog. So
yeah.
They have been organized. No, I think this is good. Organized and categorized, so there's no longer a charge. There's no longer an energetic charge or an impact, but they're there as elements of information, bodies of research, clarity, because you do have the intellectual understanding and you do have the broader wisdom, but you're not emotionally tethered to that. So I think actually it's good. So it's not as if you never experienced them. You did experience them, but you've surpassed their hold on you. But they're there. And we would talk about this a lot on the show where all the trauma, everything is in the wake, like the wake of a boat. So you know exactly where they are. They're right behind you. You can take a look. You can turn your head, you know, behind your shoulder. You see everything that you've been through in the wake, but peacefully in the wake of that body of water as you are moving forward.
Hmm.
So that's how the way that I use the metaphor for myself, that all the trauma, all the memories, all those things that are no longer affecting me to my detriment, but are evidence of this journey and of the scar tissue, okay? Because we have our energetic scars, but they're no longer painful. They no longer affect us, but they're there serving as that quiet confidence of wisdom. And I think you have everything beautifully, elegantly organized in the card catalog, literally at your fingertips.
Thank you.
That's my take.
Putting it that way.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're here to help.
Figure it out.
We're here to help. At your service. So as someone, since we have you on the phone, we have just a few minutes before we say goodbye. So as someone from another country, you're our neighbor in Canada, how did it feel to be aware of what was happening in our country with the inauguration? Was there any sort of feeling with us?
Um, I I spent all morning getting all these texts fired at me from someone who is actually pretty aware, but she was not very happy with the outcome.
Oh, is she Canadian?
Yeah, and she's Canadian. Well, I think she's originally from Europe, but she's not happy at all about what happened.
Girl, don't hate.
She's like quite the conspiracy theorist, and she's talking about when it comes time for her to have a vaccine, she's going to off herself. But, you know, I said, well, I want you to have, you know, I don't like the way that you're feeling in your head, but she's not alone. Like,
no,
my mom's the same way. She's not very happy with the outcome either. So,
wow.
Me, I'm indifferent. All I know is how it's affected me is our border is still closed. So clearly there's a reason for us to have our border closed. Then I hear stories about Americans, you know, still like I see them just walking around. They're like, whatever. It's like there's no virus there.
Well, there's pockets of places that are like that, and there's pockets of many other places.
People
that
flying
are,
everywhere,
that are not,
you know?
Yeah, that are not. I mean, so, you're seeing pockets of it, but if you came to New York, we are masked up here.
Yeah.
So it depends on where, it really depends on where you, on where you go. But yes, to your point, there's
so
many
I'm
reckless
really
people.
I'm indifferent about what happened last night.
Okay.
I don't have a feeling toward it. I don't like Biden, but I didn't like Trump either. So it's like, which one do you choose, right? So I'm very indifferent. We'll see how it plays out. So
yeah, and listen, your politics are different. You have a different system, so it makes sense. I'm just curious, like how the rest of the world reacts. So yeah, that makes perfect sense.
As a poet, I didn't love the poetry that girl gave.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Well, we will beg to differ on that one.
I know. Okay. And I'm like, you know, it's like it was more like a speech. It was not like poetry to me. It didn't flow. It was more of a, it wasn't poetic as far as I was concerned.
That's okay. There's many different forms of poetry. You know, she could have done a haiku, and I would have been like, "And what's she talking about?" So
would have been too short, I think.
Yeah,
but
right.
And I've we're won. Done. It took her longer to get to the podium than for her to actually do her haiku.
Right. But, you know, not everything is everybody's cup of tea. So, you know, that's
yeah. Well, you know, her style was also it reminded me of, like, going to, like a poetry slam, you know? Like,
exactly.
Because she's, you know, it's a young person doing this, so totally. But it made sense. But you know, it made me listen because I don't usually listen. I'm not a big poetry fan. I'm not a big poetry fan. Yeah. I'm like, you just, you know, make all the words and just make a whole sentence, and then, you know, just do a whole paragraph. You know, I prefer that. That's me. But I found myself really wanting to pay attention to, what her images were and what she wanted to share, because energetically I could feel that she was feeling very hopeful, and she was feeling like, you know, we need to have something a little more uplifting, and to recognize what's been going on within the country. And so I really don't like poetry. I've had girlfriends that would write poetry. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Oh my gosh. But, don't say anything to my son Cole, because he has turned into a proper poet, and he like gets into like little poetry journals and stuff. Like so that's funny.
I've gotten better, but it's not my go-to.
Right. No, I get it, because it's very – no, I get it. It's very, very specific. It's very specific, and it has its audience, and it's not everyone's – and it's a very segmented, you know, it's segmented, very particular audience that resonates with that. But, Jen,
I don't think it was slammy enough, like, because slam is okay. But she threw too many words in to make it too much like a speech, so it wasn't poetic to me. So,
okay.
You know, if you want to throw the words out, throw the words out, but don't join them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe
all
that's
right.
Why I liked it so much, because it was a little bit more like, I mean,
it was like a speech.
It made me want to pay attention to how she her play on words. I really like that. I thought
right.
That was really cool. I downloaded the poet, the poem itself. I'm looking because they had it available. Ooh, let me look at that. And I was like, that's brilliant. I loved it. And for her to deliver it, I also thought of her in that environment having to deliver it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay. No.
I mean, all of it. I mean, from J-Lo
yeah.
to Lady Gaga to all of it.
To Garth Brooks.
Right, all of them. Garth, I'm like, Garth, girl, it's called Spanx. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, God bless. God bless America. But it's a new day, and we just need to see a little pinhole of light through all the dark clouds. So I will take that pinhole of light and see where that leads us, because we are so exhausted. And here we go. So thank you for joining us, Jen.
Thank you.
Yes, love you so much. And on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you so much. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Love you.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me. Yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that.